Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, day 95, that means it is day 108 that Joe Biden made a promise not to abandon our fellow Americans. And guess what? He abandoned them and turned the page, and you never hear him talk about it ever. You don't hear the media mob talk about it ever. They don't care. It is one of the saddest, most preventable instances. This is going to go down in history as one of the biggest military failures and debacles ever. And nobody in the mob and the media holds them accountable. Anyway, day two, deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Can you glean anything from the amount of time that it is taking for the jury to get to a verdict? You can guess all you want. As I've been saying, I think it's a slam dunk case. I think in every instance, okay, charge one. A guy admitted on the stand, star witness, prosecution. He took a loaded gun, aimed it right at Kyle Rittenhouse's head before Kyle Rittenhouse shot him. All right, dismissed, not guilty. Then you got the case, Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, if he was the one that was provoking the confrontation, he is then he loses the right to self-defense as an argument. Well, we have one problem with that. And that is, we have video images and eyewitness testimony that point out that, in fact, you can see Rittenhouse racing away from a mob that is chasing him down the block, eventually catching up to him and eventually knocking him on his ass, and a guy about to take his foot and literally kick him right in the face. You can see exactly where that foot is headed, and it was cocked and ready to go, and then, boom, right into the pavement. That would be a real genuine threat that any reasonable person would determine could cause death or serious bodily harm. Okay, not guilty, verdict two. In the third case, you got video evidence of a guy confrontation grabbing the barrel of Rittenhouse's gun. Okay, not guilty, all charges, they should be dropped. Now, sadly, jury instructions were confusing. Sadly, the judge at the end of this trial is allowing them to consider lesser charges. Sadly, the judge gave a lifeline to the prosecution that put on a horrific case. And that is, they can bring in the provocation lifeline, but I don't think it's applicable in this particular case. But we'll see what the jury thinks. And I can tell you, having been on radio 33 years, it is not a good thing to go out there and predict which way a jury is going to go, because you really honestly and truly just don't know. And at this point in time, I guess it's anybody's guess where this is headed. We do have some other developments today that I want to share with you. Jacob Blake, the uncle of the man whose attempt to kidnap his girlfriend's daughter, which touched off the devastating riots Remember, he had a knife in that particular case and shot by police. Anyway, that destroyed large portions of Kenosha when the riots took place. Anyway, is now complaining that the National Guard has been activated. What are they supposed to do? People are already threatening that there is going to be an uprising of some kind if they don't get the verdict that they want. In other words, this is where the media mob, this is where Joe Biden, they cause such great damage and harm, because just like in Ferguson, just like in Baltimore, just like in Florida, Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, just like in UVA, just like the rush to judgment, Duke lacrosse, all these cases we always talk about, you know, look at the case of this Covington High School kid. I mean, Nicholas Sandman. They lied about this kid. This kid, by the way, is going to be a billionaire. He's going to be one rich kid because the media was so vicious in their lies about him. He actually put out an op-ed. And I think he's going to join us on Hannity either tonight or tomorrow. Sadly, we are here for the Patriot Awards. We're in Florida. But my role now has been pretty reduced because I've got to be live on the show tonight so we can bring any latest developments in this case. Anyway, so Jacob Blake's uncle on Tuesday slamming the Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers, as a coward and a racist for deploying the National Guard troops. No, his job is to protect innocent people in Kenosha. His job is not to allow rioting, looting, arson, chaos, mayhem, attacks on innocent people. He's doing his job. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a more incompetent prosecution in my life than what we saw in this particular case. Now, the jury keeps asking for clarification of the jury instructions. They keep asking for clarifications on the definition of self-defense. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen? It's very difficult to predict. Yes, ma'am. Raise your hand.
Just want to let the audience know and let you know that the jury has just rung the bell again in the Rittenhouse trial, which means that they have either a question or something else going on. Just a heads up.
I mean, it's happened numerous times today.
Yeah, just happened again.
And then you still have people outside the courthouse, you know, chanting, if Kenosha doesn't get it, shut it down. That's not good. That is a threat. And I'm sure, you know, one has to wonder, does that influence the jury? Do they hear that? I mean, this is why in high-profile cases, I am all for, it should be standard, a change of venue. Take it away where emotions are running that high. The media mob has been disgraceful throughout the entire trial and the lead-up to this trial. You know, you had this one idiot prosecutor actually suggesting that Rittenhouse should have let the mob attack him because, everybody takes a beating sometimes. That takes away your right to self-defense. And by the way, that is not in sync with what the law of Wisconsin says. He's supposed to be a prosecutor. And then another guy said, he's too cowardly. No, it was actually the same guy, the assistant DA. He's too cowardly to use his fists, and that's why he brought a gun with him. Almost everybody there had a gun with them. And then you have the lead prosecutor, this idiot Binger. He picks up the AR-15, puts his finger right on the trigger, and he starts aiming it at people in the courtroom. Then at one point, you know, Rittenhouse brought a gun to a fistfight, and he shows an image from Patrick Swayze from 1989, a movie where he's a bar bouncer called Roadhouse. I mean, what the hell are these people thinking? And it's very bizarre. Too cowardly to use his own. Okay. Is that what happened? Now, what would have happened with the loaded gun? How do you use your fist to defend yourself when a loaded gun is pointed at your head? Can you explain that to me? How do you use your fist when you're on the ground, a mob is surrounding you, and a guy's foot is cocked and launched and ready to pound your face right into the pavement and potentially kill you or definitely cause severe bodily harm? Tell me how your fists work under those circumstances, that set of circumstances. Anyway, so we're watching, we're waiting like everybody else. I don't know which way this is going to go. We do know that in terms of other updates, the jury's first request, not unexpected, as they now enter day two, And their third round of questions related to the drone footage and the images shown at the trial. They asked, do we view videos in private or in the courtroom? Do we need to know the exact exhibit number of the photos? Speaking to Fox Digital on FoxNews.com, longtime criminal defense attorney Julie Rendleman said the jury could have made the request for any number of reasons. We don't know if it's one juror or all jurors. The Rittenhouse jury has asked more questions. At one point, they were brought back into the courtroom today. The jury had two more questions, and then the Rittenhouse judge slammed the media for being grossly irresponsible for their handling of the trial. That's about as accurate as anything I've heard. You know, calling him a white supremacist. You can add Joe Biden to the list of people and offenders out there. The judge said the jury can view videos relevant to the trial in the courtroom. And the Rittenhouse attorney had told the judge he takes issue with the jury watching the drone footage again because it's a subject of a motion to dismiss the trial with prejudice and could taint the jury. The federal prosecutor had said that there's almost no chance the motion is going to be granted. The jury also asked the judge a question earlier today. Do you need to know the exact number of photos, the exact exhibit number? But the judge is called everyone back into the courtroom to read aloud the jury's question. You have demonstrators. He is even traveling from as far as California to support Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, you've got to be worried about what the aftermath of this can be. Everybody should be worried about it because you see it's beginning to percolate. You see, you know, small crowds now, then you're getting the words. And I blame the media and I blame the politicians, the Joe Bidens of the world, because they rush to judgment. It's the same cast of characters every single time. One demonstrator was seen carrying a rifle outside of the Kenosha County Courthouse and was confronted by the police. If you want to be here, you're going to have to put the rifle away, an officer said. The man then left and returned without the rifle. How long this is going to take is anybody's guess. For practical purposes, in my mind, the longer it goes on, you're either dealing with two things, usually, either a hung jury or you have an argument going on about, well, I support a guilty verdict, but the lesser charge or the greater charge or something like that. But it's all speculation. I don't want to speculate. I'm just telling you, you just don't want to be in the jury prediction business. Even if you watch a case start to finish, I've seen cases where they just go totally in the other direction in spite of what maybe some of the evidence has shown. What impact are they hearing the protesters outside? What impact can that have on their psyche, their mindset? They're all going home every evening. They're not being sequestered. Is that a bad move by the prosecutor? Yeah, you can bring me over my read. Thanks. And you got a minute. They're back at it, and, you know, we're just going to watch, wait, and see what happens in this case. We have a lot of other news that we're going to get to. We have a lot of news on Joe Biden and the economy. We got an update. Contrary to Merrick Garland's sworn testimony, apparently the FBI did treat parent protesters as domestic terrorist threats. In other words, he lied before Congress. And if that's the case, is he going to have an investigation into himself? Because if it was the conservative, that probably would be the mantra of the left. Biden is blaming illegal conduct by oil companies for driving up prices. I can't believe how dumb he is. There's a very strange but funny article in the New York Post by Kyle Smith that Kamala Harris is a very weird person. She's acting strange. There's no doubt about that. The economic news that we now have is not good. And in terms of the Democratic Party infighting, that's not going well. As Joe Manchin now has said, he's not buying Biden's claim that Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism will lower inflation. Oh, and we're about to hit a record high gas prices, starting with the state of California. Record highs. Let me repeat, record high. Afghanistan was preventable, borders were preventable, inflation was preventable, The high cost of energy and everything we buy and purchase was preventable. Every, you know, dealing tougher with China and Russia, you know, being weak, the outcome, that was all preventable too. We actually would need a president that's awake and knows what day of the week it is, though. That's been a little hard. By the way, more people now, a vast majority of Americans, understand that Sean Hannity was right. This guy is a cognitive mess. Oh, took a little courage in the beginning, standing out there all by myself saying it when everybody else knew it. All right, as we roll along, we've been spending a lot of time pointing out how the Department of Justice has been politicized under Merrick Garland. You know, I look at, for example, Garland goes after the very accessible voting laws in the state of Georgia, the state of Texas. Joe Biden represented Delaware. They have some of the most restrictive laws, but they go after the states with voter accessibility. Well, that's politicizing the Justice Department. We brought up the case yesterday of Steve Bannon. The last time somebody was held in contempt of Congress and dragged into court was 1983. People like Henry Kissinger, Janet Reno, Harriet Myers, Josh Bolton, Eric Holder, Lois Lerner, Brian Pagliano, that was Hillary's computer guy, Bill Barr, Chad Wolf. How come they weren't dragged before, you know, dragged into a courtroom the way Bannon was? We don't have equal justice and equal application of our laws. Now Biden's attorney general was caught lying under oath to Congress. If his name was Roger Stone, he'd get a pre-dawn raid, 30 guys in tactical gear, guns drawn, and CNN cameras. Anyway, based on his claim that the FBI never investigated the parents who protested at a school board meeting, you know, as potential domestic terrorists. But now, apparently, Merrick Garland, we now have a memo from October 20th, an internal email. And that email shows the FBI Criminal and Counterterrorism Divisions instructed agents to apply the threat tag, and they gave a specific tag to all individuals and assessments of threats directed specifically at educational officials. He said he did not do that when he went under oath before Congress. So now it's time to drag Merrick Garland right back before Congress and ask him why he lied under oath. And if we were to get the treatment of Roger Stone, he'd have 30 guys in his front door at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft.
Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We're in Florida today, and for a great reason. FoxNation.com, part of the Fox family, they honor people that are real heroes that never get the recognition that they deserve. You know, I've said this many times. People don't believe me that I mean it when I say it, but it's absolutely true. I do not believe that fame is healthy. How many times have I said that, Linda?
A lot.
I don't believe it. And maybe I think there's two things that have kind of kept me a little centered. And we're all sinners and have all fallen short of the glory of God. But the two things that I would say that have prevented me from being a total idiot. I mean, we're all idiots. I'm an idiot. You know, we all have our own idiotic side. Yes, even you. I know that's hard for you.
Wait a minute. First of all, we're not talking about me. You could call yourself an idiot all day long.
We all do. Maybe with the exception of sweet baby James.
I fall short Uncle of the James glory is, of the grace of God.
You admit it. All right, so good.
I'm not an idiot, though.
Okay, but you won't let me talk to your pastor. And that.
First of all, that's fake news. You totally talked to him.
I did talk to him, finally. But I haven't met him.
No.
Why not?
One thing at a time, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh, I bet he talks about that conversation. That's a story in his life
now. First of all, he did a sermon the other day, and I actually had to talk to him afterwards because he was like, listen, we all sin. You know, I have friends that are in this service today, and they curse. And I was like, are you talking about me?
The answer was probably yes.
He's like, I'm in the middle of a sermon. I'm like, sorry. It just felt very directive. Anyways.
But I think certain things are grounding in life. I do believe... And I don't really care what religion people believe in, but I believe faith, belief in a God, a creator of heaven and earth is, you know, and it's funny because I didn't think it was getting through to me. You wouldn't have believed it based on the incorrigible nature of a child that I was, but it somehow crept through. And I do believe that there's a God. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I believe in that he is the creator of universes within universes. I don't think it's for the human mind to comprehend the majesty and the magnitude of God. And between that and doing real work in my life, and I know I give the list of jobs, and I do it in front of my kids don't want to hear it anymore. I know, Dad, you're a dishwasher, you delivered papers, you were a cook, a busboy, a waiter, a bartender, and then you were a house painter, and then you hung wallpaper, and then you did reconstruction and remodeling, you laid tile, blah, 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 and they just, like, blow it off. And then when I do little projects around the house, they can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. You know, you knew how to do that? I'm like, my own children don't even know anything about their dad. They know nothing.
I will say, you're a pretty good cook.
I do enjoy cooking.
And you're a great painter.
That's going to be misleading.
Okay, you're not like Hunter Biden type of painting. We're about walls and ceilings.
I can paint a room, yes.
I mean, you're good. That's not
I'm
easy.
Actually very good at it.
And you're good at putting things together. You're very handy.
Very handy,
and,
yes.
And what's the other thing you do? The car thing with the glass paint. Like, you're really good about cars.
Yeah, I used to. I destroyed my lungs painting a van. Look up Imron one day.
Yeah, that's what it is, Imron.
Imron is a specific brand of paint. And I only used a white respirator. My lungs burned for months because I was so stupid. And I painted this work van. I had my construction work van. But so for me, but I don't think fame is healthy, just to go back. But I think my faith, my hard work ethic, you know, helps keep you grounded. And what I like about this, these are not famous people that are being honored. I can't stand all these award ceremonies, like, you know, the Oscars, which interestingly nobody wants to watch anymore, the VH1 Music Awards, the Emmys, the, you probably know more names than I do, the whatevers, and this, and they're all patting themselves on the back, telling everybody how great they are. Just because you produce a movie, that's not more important than what a contractor does. It's not more important than what a plumber or an electrician does.
I think the one of the things that you said, and we talked about this with De Niro when he was really losing his mind over Trumpitis, and I was like, you are a person who gets paid to read the words that somebody else wrote. So be quiet, keep your opinions to yourself, and read your words.
That's interesting.
I'm just about done with your opinion. Everybody's got an opinion, right?
Take your opinion.
Opinions are like, right?
And everyone's got one.
Jinx, there you go.
So this is what's special about this thing tonight. Now, the sad thing for me is, and I invited some friends and family, but I can't do it because I got to be live on TV. So my role now is like basically diminished to nothing. And I'll try and sit there and say hi to some people. And I do like my Fox colleagues, and they're all going to be dressed up. I'm going to be the only one dressed like a bum, like usual, which I'm very happy and proud of. Nobody even asked.
It's the construction worker's tuxedo.
Nobody ever.
It's very nice.
They don't even ask anymore. They used to ask. But after you've been there 25 years.
I still like to ask. It's fun.
No, they know better. It's not going to work. I don't care. Like, I'm on remote tonight.
You care a little bit.
I'm not wearing a tie on TV tonight. I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to wear a tie?
On TV.
During your show?
No, because I'm on remote.
Is that a rule? Is this a new rule?
I made that rule up a long time ago.
Right this second?
It's a Hannity rule.
But go ahead. So you were saying about the awards.
Yeah, so this, and I know some of the people, the recipients of this, and it's going to be very cool. I do like the role that I've been given, but I'm not going to mention it now. But the thing is that the people that really make this country great are the people that get up every day, play by the rules, they bust their ass, you know, like, if you produce energy, you are providing a needed, necessary commodity, the lifeblood of the world's economy, and all these, that's why I'm so angry all these people lost their jobs. You know, that's why I'm so angry that the vaccine mandate now has become so rigid that they won't allow any option at all whatsoever. When Biden first mentioned this, he said, well, you can either, if you have a company of over 100 people, and by the way, the Fifth Circuit has put a stay on this, and OSHA has stopped. We'll get into this later. OSHA is not pursuing the mandate as a result of the Fifth Circuit's decision. But all these people that do all the, there's a moment in the It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, Mary, where he actually says, well, Mr. Potter, unlike you, they do most of the living and most of the working and most of the this and that. And don't they have a right to, their own house with a bathroom? Wait for what? They'll be dead by the time they have enough money to get a house. And then they're stuck living in your slums because he was a horrible landlord. I think those are the people that make America great. I think those are the people that deserve the recognition. I don't think it's the people in Hollywood. I mean, I do marvel at the talent of some people. I marvel at the talent of people that are amazing at a particular sport. I do, you know, we do enjoy going to those games. And, but what about the construction worker? What about the cop? What about all those nurses that dove on COVID grenades and all those hospital workers diving on COVID grenades? Now, my job was to walk into an environment in the middle of a pandemic that was a COVID petri dish. I don't think I particularly loved my job during that period of time, but day after day, night after night, people walked into those hospitals and they were heroic. And many of them even got COVID, that contracted the virus. They got sick as a result of trying to save other people's lives. And the thanks we give them now is, here's a mandate. You either do what we say or you're fired and you lose your salary and you lose your benefits and you lose your pension. Same with people in the military. Same with cops. Cops in the middle of COVID, they don't know who they're dealing with, whether or not the person's vaccinated or not.
What about DeSantis taking all the New York cops?
I love it. He's smart. He's saying,
thing of beauty.
Come on down to Florida.
Come on down. We respect our officers. We'll give you a bonus. Bring your family.
I think $5,000 bonus to.
That's correct.
To move down to Florida, which is great, and I bet a lot of people are going to take him up on that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you actually get to bring the years served.
Yes, you do.
And apply that towards your pension.
Applied. I mean, it's only $445,000 less than what you would get if you were an illegal immigrant. But putting that aside, it's a wonderful thing to be a
police officer. That's garbage. That'll never happen.
It's insanity. You know, it's even Joe thought it was nuts until they told him not to think that. But
yeah, they told Joe. He told Joe to change his opinion.
Exactly.
Biden is now blaming illegal conduct by oil companies for driving up pump prices. No, Joe. The cost of a barrel of oil is going up because you artificially reduced the supply and you abandoned the energy independent policies of Donald Trump. That's what happened. He asked the head of the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether oil companies are illegally increasing prices at the pump. He's only doing this is after he's been begging OPEC to produce more oil, and they keep turning him down. I don't know what's worse. And he keeps begging. It's so humiliating. Manchin, by the way, with all this talk about, well, they've got this Thanksgiving deadline in the House to get this, you know, $3.5 trillion, $1.75 trillion, whatever it ends up being. Well, he now, you know, is out there saying that this Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism is not going to lower inflation. It's a lie. Just like when they tell you it's going to cost zero. It's another lie. Just like they say, well, we don't need to test illegal immigrants for COVID because they're not going to be here very long. Well, they're not going to be in Texas very long because you're going to give them a free pass to whatever other state you're going to disperse them to at 4 a.m. in the dark of night and that you call an early morning flight. I mean, they just keep lying to all of us. Anyway, Manchin has had nothing but skeptics. They say it's going to lower inflation. He said, yeah, I'll have to check that one. Every single thing that we're facing, from Afghanistan to the borders to inflation to the economy to energy to the aggressiveness of China and Russia around the world, it's all because of Joe. Joe is viewed as weak, frail, and a cognitive mess. And President Xi knows it, and Vladimir Putin knows it, and the mullahs in Iran know it, and Kim Jong-un knows it. And by the way, every Democrat knows it as well. And they don't know what the hell to do. Why do you think that Biden and Kamala Harris are at each other's throats and in conflict? Because she doesn't want to get tainted with his bad policies. And she doesn't. Then on the other hand, when she ever goes out in public, she does this silly laugh or this dumb French accent. And it's not working. She's not connecting with anybody. And I don't think she's up to the job. Anyway, apparently the Rittenhouse defense attorney has requested a mistrial in the case. That had happened earlier. I saw that, but thank you for the update. And, you know, these are tough times. I'm looking at an article right in front of me. Everything's skyrocketing. Record high California gas prices, all caused by, it's not OPEC, it's not the cartel, it's not the gas and oil companies, it's Joe's policies. We had energy independence, consumer confidence now plunging to the lowest level in a decade, inflation 31-year high. California ports are delayed even further, and now they're trying to find the shipping containers amid improvement in the backlog. Oh, so their answer is to tax them more and punish them when there's no room for them to bring their ship ashore and unload the contents of their ships. Biden Energy Secretary Granholm, in a 2018 video singing about the end of gasoline and fossil fuels. They actually have a video showing her singing the group song Gasoline, Gasoline, the World's Aflame. And it says, leaving fossil fuels, dubbed fossil fuels in the song, in the ground. That's our energy secretary. How dumb is she? Biden apparently reportedly begging President Xi and China to release their oil reserves to help us. Now we're going to beg China? We're begging Russia, China, and OPEC. Okay. I can't think of three other groups that hate us more than those three. They're all hostile towards the United States. Coal demand, Joe Manchin should be paying attention, is experiencing a massive boom. You know, we're getting more for natural gas, more for coal. They're getting more for a barrel of oil, all because Joe artificially reduced the supply. And then there's AOC, you know, the architect of New Green Deal socialism, actually confused about natural gas and oil in a video explaining why the pipelines are bad. You know, she asserted that the Keystone XL and Line 3 pipelines were proposed to increase U.S. natural gas exports. In the video she posted on her Instagram, the two pipelines actually would transport crude oil, not natural gas. I'm like, oh my gosh. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. There's nothing. And anyway, we're still on verdict watch in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. If news breaks, we will go right to it. We got a busy show coming up in the course of the program. Bill O'Reilly will join us coming up next. We'll get to your calls the next hour, 800-941-SHAWN. Marsha Blackburn taking on Mayorkas. She will join us with an update on the disaster of the border.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.